I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. Today you will hear the experience with Debbie, joined me from Virginia. The thing that I loved about Debbie's experience was how her loved ones were so adamant on being like, listen, everything is real that goes on around you. Stop questioning it. Know that it is us. It's real. Oh my God. And the validations, forget about it. I hope you all enjoy this week's episode of Hey Spirit. God bless. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you so much, Debbie, for joining me today on Hey Spirit. And I was excited to learn that you have been to one of my live shows. I want to thank you so much for supporting what I do, because I always tell people that I love and appreciate you, because without your support, I could not continue to do what I do.
Thank you.
I'm just going to give a little quick speech, Debbie, just on how I read and what you can expect over these next few moments. The most important thing is if you have any questions or if you don't understand something, please tell me. So I am going to start with the mom that is departed. Is your mom departed?
Yes.
So know that she's the first one to step forward. And then when I started to say that, she goes, and I will be the only one stepping forward.
Oh, it sounds like her.
I just said to her, I go, I can see other people behind you. She goes, pay no attention to them. Never you mind about them, Teresa. She is adorable. Like, she's like this little, it's almost like this little ball of energy and happiness. And it's almost like, I almost feel like I'm going to hypothetical this, but I don't know. Arthritis or no arthritis, look at me, I can move. And she's dancing and shuffling her way around. So did she have an issue getting around here in the physical world?
She did towards the end, yes.
Okay. So what I love is how usually spirit will like make my legs feel numb and then just start jumping up and down. She literally made me feel like everything hurt when I moved. Like, oh, like, and then look at me, like she's dancing and she is just like, I don't mean this in a negative way, but like in everyone's business, she's like, oh, hi, how are you? Like, she's like there's like tables set up and she's just like talking to everyone, but that would be her personality, correct?
Yes, I would.
These few seconds that I just connected with her soul was to show you that she is not restricted. She is not suffering. And more importantly, that she is so free and happy and go lucky and just like, she literally said to me, she goes, I am loving life over here. And I said to her, I go, no one has ever said that to me before. And she looked at me and she had like kind of tears in her eyes. And she said, Teresa, she said, I didn't want to die. She said, I didn't want to leave my family. She said, especially my daughter. She says, but I wasn't living this way. She says, it just wasn't me. And to watch my daughter, my family watch me like that, she says, that was harder for me than anything else. Because all I wanted to do was get up and I wanted to just talk to them and do this and do that and play cards and go here and go there. And I just couldn't. So she says, this is how I need you, Debbie, to remember me, is just free and happy. Did your mom just like love to like just be out and about?
It was hard to get her out and about. But she did like if you would just take her somewhere nice to eat or just, you know,
Just go out for lunch. That is what she says. That is what I love. And I want to thank you for doing that. Because she says it wasn't always easy to do that. She goes, it might sound easy to most people. She says, but for me, it was very difficult. She says, but I loved doing that. I just looked back over at her. She changed her clothes already. So she must have loved just getting the whole idea of just getting dressed and fixing my hair and going out. Like she loved that. Is that correct?
Yeah, she was a very neat person.
I asked your mom to validate and she showed me, did you keep her china or was there something about her dishes?
Yes, I had her dishes and I handed them over to my daughter.
Perfect. So know that she wants to thank you for keeping things that might not have had any monetary value, but meant the most to her, but more importantly, supporting the choice and decision of passing them down. Was there a platter missing or like a gravy boat or something? I felt like there was an accessory that was missing.
It may have been, Teresa, but I couldn't remember because I just totally handed them over to my daughter.
So, but I felt like it was more like of an accessory.
Yes.
Whose sister passed? Did your mom lose a sister?
Yes, she did.
Okay, so no, I asked her to validate the dishes and she brought forward the sister. But who was the younger female? Was her sister younger than her?
Her sister was very young when she passed.
To validate that the souls are together on the other side.
Good.
Your mom tells me, were you looking for her earrings or was there something about a pair of earrings?
No, but I have her earrings and a ring of hers.
Perfect. But did you find something of her sister's in her belongings after your mom passed? She showed me a baby bracelet. So, you know, typically someone will show me a baby bracelet, usually like if someone loses a child and they had the baby's, you know, baby bracelet. But it's kind of I've never seen it this way, how your mom is showing it to me.
I know that her sister had lost a child before she died and she never had the baby, in other words. So it was kind of tragic.
Okay, I will accept that because this is why I went into the explanation of it's usually when a parent loses a child.
Right.
Like the child. So no validating that the child is with them on the other side as well. Who lost the husband? Your mom? Is your dad departed?
My dad is departed.
So know that he steps forward as well because your aunt looked at me. She goes, and the husband is here. But I kind of feel like he just like stood in the middle of them and kind of put his arm around both of them.
Aww.
Like almost like he has his girls with him. So know that all of the souls are together on the other side. Your mom makes me feel like she was, I want to say she was sick, but yet her decline or when she left was rather quickly, or you weren't expecting her to pass like at that exact moment. Like no matter how sick she was, or maybe difficult, or she might have been struggling for some time, it was almost like, I don't feel prepared, or I can't believe that she actually died.
She had been very sick with cancer, and I had just left the room. Of course, she was on hospice. And I had just left the room and I said, Mom, I'll be right back. I'm going to get something to eat. It was getting ready to have bad weather that day. So I said, we'll ride this storm together because I always spoke to her whether she could hear me or not. And Teresa, when I came back, I checked my phone before I went inside and your picture was on my phone for no reason.
And I'm my like, picture?
Your picture. I was like checking my phone and your picture was on there like, I guess, I don't know why. And then when I went back inside, she had passed away before I got back. And I was like, oh, I shouldn't have gone to get that sandwich. But she adored you. Mm-hmm. She adored
you. So I'm going to say this, Debbie. The thing that I love in this moment with your mom, and I feel like she just validated the whole reason why you needed to have this experience. Your mom had me describe all of these things, right? And then say, the hardest thing for me was to watch my daughter watch me be sick. I asked her to validate that for me, and she said that you felt her when you walked back in the room. So did you feel her soul, or did you feel something different, or did you feel something move through you?
I knew when before I really went to the bed that she was gone. I just knew she was gone. And especially like seeing you before I went in there, I'm like, is this a message from mom that, okay, I'll get to you through Teresa one day? I didn't know.
100%. And I feel like your mom is so responsible for this happening today and validating that you were just at my live show.
I know.
I mean, how crazy.
I know.
But 1,000% that was your mom. Because when you told me about my picture being up on your phone, your mom said that she was responsible for that. And I said, okay, I'll say that, but I need you to validate it first. And she said, my daughter felt me when she walked in the room, and that was my soul. So no, That was not a coincidence that my picture popped up on your phone. Know that what you felt when you walked back into that room, that that was your mom's soul letting you know that she was okay. And more importantly, that she could not want to leave you with that memory of watching her take her last breath. She just made me feel like she just took like 3 breaths and just passed in her sleep. It was so peaceful.
Good.
Do you still have her nightgown?
I have several little articles of her clothes, and I passed a nightgown to a granddaughter, and I have a shirt of hers that I folded up and put in the drawer.
Perfect. Validating that, knowing that when you passed on the nightgown, her soul was with you at that exact moment, supporting the choice and decision of letting go of the things that you did not decide to hold on to, but keeping the things that maybe were her favorite and or yours.
Okay.
Does your mom have like silverware, or was it silver spoons or something? Or can you connect with silver spoons?
No, not right off.
Okay. So what your mom is showing me, so this is something interesting where you're going to have to interpret it. She's showing me these little tiny sterling silver spoons, but on the ends of the spoons, I almost feel like they're decorative. So I don't know if it's of like a country or like a state.
I know that my mother-in-law had spoons. She liked little silver spoons.
And she is departed as well.
Yes.
Oh, perfect. I love it even more. Validating that the souls are all together on the other side.
Okay.
Because that's not something common about the spoons.
No.
These little, but I don't even know what they are on the ends. Like,
I
it's like they're so decorative. They're so beautiful, these little tiny spoons. Your mom also told me that you also kept her blanket. Is that correct?
Yes, I use it all the time.
So know that when you use the blanket, you cuddle up in the blanket, know that your mom's soul is with you at that exact moment. Did you just change a picture of your mom, like in a picture frame, or put out a new picture? Because she showed me there was a picture of her, and then I looked back, and it was a completely different picture. So I don't know if you changed a picture or if you put out a new picture of her.
I've been putting pictures like in a box in a photo album so that everything will be organized. Whenever I
Perfect.
Leave this earth, and my kids won't have to go through so much.
So know that she's with you at those moments. Was there a picture that you found when your mom was like 17 or something? Like, I feel like she was like really young, and it was almost like I had to like take a double take, like, oh, wait, that's mom.
No, I've got several pictures of her when she was young. She was very cute. She was a very cute lady.
Debbie, remember that was the first thing that I said to you. She is so adorable. She was like this little, like beautiful skin. And just like everything was just so perfect. Like she was just so proper.
Yeah.
Oh, she showed me the picture again. So she must want me to go back to the picture. I don't know if it was like a school picture, but it was a portrait. The picture is literally flawless.
The picture that I used when she passed away, I think, was her engagement picture. And she was just beautiful. She got married at the age of 17. And she said, I'll have you know, not because I had to. That's what she said. Because when you tell somebody they get married at 17, they think, no, not my mom.
Right? No, but back then, they got married young. They got married right out of high school or right at, you know, whatever the time was. But they got married young,
uh-huh.
Right? I would always tease when kids say they lived together. I would always say, yeah, years ago, we got married so young because we wanted to have sex. Right? Right? Because you got married. Like, now, forget it. They live together, right?
Right.
But I love how your mom even had me say that when she was 17, the picture earlier, and validating that when you looked at that engagement picture, knowing like that's one of her favorite pictures, knowing that her soul is with you at that exact moment, and reminding yourself that she thanks you for the way that you cared for her. Your dad looked at me and said, you exceeded any expectation anyone ever would have had of you in the way that you cared for mom.
Oh, how sweet.
He said, you truly went above and beyond.
Thank you.
Would you used to make her breakfast every morning on like something special like that she loved?
No, I didn't. My mom was good at fixing. She had a favorite of mine that I wish I had learned how to make it.
Because she kept showing me French toast, which is my favorite, that my grandmother used to make me all the time. But I felt like almost like, I don't even know if this is a correct word, like a Florentine, or like, I felt like there was something over, it was just this, or almost like an Eggs Benedict, but not Eggs Benedict. I don't know what it is.
She made a killer chip beef gravy. Are you familiar with chip beef gravy?
No, ma'am. The closest I'm going to get is biscuits and gravy.
Okay, close enough. That's close enough.
But were you just either thinking about that, or were you going to attempt to make it?
I've always thought about things that I miss. Uh-huh.
So know, again, that your mom is with you. But more importantly, Debbie, knowing that she could never be disappointed in you, knowing that there was a reason why that happened, why you left, and stop saying, I never should have gotten that sandwich.
Okay.
Because your mom says being there for someone when they're ill is completely different than watching someone take their last breath. She says, and I would not want that to have been the last image of me, of you watching me. She said, you still felt my soul. I was still there. She literally made me feel like her hand, like I felt like she was still, and I don't mean to sound insensitive, but she made me feel like, she goes, Teresa, my hands were still warm.
Yes.
She says, so know that I was still there. And that I had a very peaceful passing, and I died on my terms. And I want to thank you for allowing me to let go at that moment. Did you actually sit and hold your mom's hand after, or rub her hand?
Rubbed her head a lot, her hair, and yeah. Talk about her hands before she passed, I had painted her fingernails.
Oh, because she keeps having me rub like you were rubbing and rubbing her hands. Was there like an old friend of hers or someone that she had not seen in a long time that came to her services or came to see you after she died?
She had some friends that she hadn't seen in a while. She used to do hair, and they were there.
Because she was like, oh my God, can you believe that? Look who's here. Like, she was so excited. So know that she, again, wants to thank you for the way that you chose to lay her to rest. Did you change the outfit at the last minute, or were you contemplating the outfit?
My aunt was there, and I couldn't get away because I was staying with her. She went and shopped for us, and she found her two or three outfits, and we picked out the one that would do best. So her sister picked her a beautiful outfit out.
So know that it was perfect. She says, I don't want anyone to feel that I should have been laid to rest any differently. She goes, it was a little big though, Teresa.
Oh, she was so tiny.
Oh, she was. Oh my God. She's like, look, she goes, but better loose than tight. But that would be her, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month, and that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout. You still have the house or you just sold the house?
No, the house was sold.
Okay. So no, she supports that decision. Do you live near the house?
Not too far, maybe 30 minutes.
Because she made me feel like if I drove by, it looks so different. I saw like new life in the house. So whether if there's a new young family or if there's children, she just made me feel like that she was very happy.
Oh, good. Yes, they fixed it up and it was sold.
Did you take a plant? I don't know if it was a tree or if it was like a rose bush or some type of plant from the house.
I have a plant still from her funeral that someone gave me for her, and I still have it at home, but it's getting pretty wretched looking. So I'm thinking, oh, I wonder if she's saying, why you still have that?
Can you connect with a peace lily?
That is what I brought home that is in pretty bad shape.
Okay, because I just said to her, I go, why do I feel like that is what you would talking about, but your mom literally looked at me. She goes, Teresa, she goes, I loved and adored you. She goes, but it's not easy channeling. She goes, you make it look so easy. That's hilarious. So I just asked her to validate that I did interpret it correctly, and that's what she meant, and that's when she showed me the peace lily. So the peace lily is the plant that you brought home from the funeral that you still have.
Yes.
That we most likely have to get rid of at this point.
Yeah. It's just so hard.
So I know. But how nice is it for your mom to validate that? And then maybe it's something where we go and we get a gardenia plant or we get something else in to replace that. I feel like your mom liked plants though.
Yeah.
And do you not have a green thumb?
I do okay with stuff outside, but if I bring it in the house, it's a goner.
So maybe it is something that we plant, like plant something outside. This might be why she showed it to me in one thing and I interpreted it as taking something from her house. So maybe it is something where we, instead of, if we have to let go of this peace lily, we purchase a gardenia bush and plant it in the yard or plant it in front of the house, or maybe it's a little rose bush. So how do you connect with yellow roses?
I'm not sure.
Where are you from?
Virginia.
So yellow roses for me is someone's name. My roses is always of love and devotion. Depending on the color is where the meaning comes in. Usually yellow roses is someone's name was Rose, Roseanne, Rosemary, has Rose in their name, and or you can connect with Texas.
The only thing that had Rose in its name, and don't laugh, is a dog that I lost.
No!
Serious.
That's okay.
That was her middle name.
Well, Debbie, I don't know too many dogs that have a middle name, Rose.
Oh, she did.
That's my granddaughter's middle name.
She's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. But what I love is validating that. I know this might sound odd, but animals do come through because it has to be this. It's something so specific with the yellow roses. So knowing that your dog is also with them on the other side as well. Did you also take care of your mother-in-law?
No, my husband did.
Your husband doesn't have to believe in what I do. She says, I just want to thank you for the way that you cared for me. So that's why I asked you if you cared for her, but it was for your husband, correct?
Yes.
So know whether, now this doesn't mean that he has to go to a medium or he has to believe in what I do. It validates of her acknowledging how he did care for her. Who always wore the same type of shirt? Like if they wore a t-shirt, it had to have a pocket in it, or it had to be like buttoned down.
My dad was always into white t-shirts.
Perfect. Did you just reconnect with a part of your dad's side of the family?
Well, this is really weird. His dad left when he was 6 years old, and his dad remarried, and he had stepchildren and step-grandchildren. Well, I don't really like step as a name, but a girl mm-hmm. on the other from the step-grandchild connected with me on Ancestry.
So know that your dad knows about that.
That's good.
I see like some type of rapport where you either communicate, we even know if it might just be through Facebook or just through the computer or texting, whatever it is. Is that correct?
Yes, it was.
So know that he knows of that. And he says, I want to thank you for embracing that. But where do they live?
The girl, I think, lives in Norfolk. Would be his granddaughter from his other
granddaughter.
Marriage. Uh-huh. From his other marriage, yes.
He showed me my symbol for reunion. So I don't know, maybe they're going to have something or if they invite you to something. It doesn't mean that you have to go to it. It's just validating that your loved ones know and your dad is proud on how you embrace the whole situation.
Good.
Fair enough?
Good.
Mm-hmm. How do you connect with airplanes? Did your dad or your grandfather serve? Or was there something, or was someone a pilot or a flight attendant?
My dad served in the Marine Corps, the Korean War, and he worked on airplanes.
No, and your mom just looked at me. She goes, I didn't think he was going to be this good at it, at channeling.
I was hoping so.
Do you know, I've never had that before. I mean, souls will come forward. They'll salute me and say that they served. Your dad literally just showed me someone in a uniform in an airplane.
Okay. He worked on aircraft. He was in the Marine Corps.
Validating that the souls are all together on the other side and knowing on how you embrace this situation where some people might not have been as inviting.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Did you find old pictures of your grandfather?
I looked some up. I didn't have very many of them so that I could share with.
And you shared them with her, is that correct?
Yes, I did.
So know that your dad and the family, they were all with you at that exact moment and knowing what you had done and thanked you for it.
Good.
Did your mom collect Hummels or something with Norman Rockwell?
My mother-in-law collected Hummels and I have one of them.
Perfect. I just wanted to make sure that I interpreted it correctly. So if you mention it to your husband and he's like, nah, we can't go, we're not going to go, right? Well, the validation also came from his mom. When a soul brings up things that we kept of theirs, especially when they don't have any monetary value, it's again a way of them thanking you for always remembering them. Were you just telling a story about her? Or I don't care if it was with your husband or someone else, you were just telling a story about your mother-in-law.
I'm always talking about her off and on with him because she was tiny also, and she was a ball of fire, boy. She was something else.
Your mom just said to me, she goes, she had a little bit more sass, Teresa. So know that when you have these discussions, know that the souls are with you at those exact moments.
Okay.
Your mom just said, I want you to know that that is us that's around you. Mm-hmm. So do you sometimes think that you see her or you feel her or you smell your dad? Like, I feel like your mom just showed me like five symbols at one time. And sometimes when souls do that, it means that they're showing themselves to us, but we're not. Like, we're like, oh, I wonder if that was mom, or, oh, that smells like dad, or that reminds me of dad. But we're not like, oh, my God, that's dad. That's mom.
Oh, yeah. I'm always getting these signs. And I'm like, was that you, dad? Was that you, mom? And
so know that they're saying to you, know that that's us. Embrace it at that exact moment and know that we are still with you. Your mom, she keeps showing me like this house dress. So did you keep one of her dresses or it was like a house coat?
I gave away right much of her stuff, robes and stuff. But I don't have anything anymore. Mom was like, yeah, she would be in a little pair of just pretty much a jean person and casual wear. She didn't dress up much.
Yeah, no, it was more like this like little like almost like an apron, but it was almost like a full... I don't know how to describe it because she stood at the stove. So that's why I'm saying it's like an apron. So it's almost like a full covering. If I put it on and it buttoned up and it like maybe came to here, like where my arm would hang out, but it like kind of covered and it like buttoned up.
Mm-mm.
Was that...
Not unless it's my mother-in-law again because she stayed at the stove.
I was just going to say, is this your mother-in-law again? Because they're like the cutest little things. They're so tiny.
They are.
They're like these cute little things. And look, it might just be something of a memory. I don't know if your husband is having a hard time now or if there's just something, but I feel like it's so important to kind of restore his faith.
Okay, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, he's a believer too, though. He's the one that I couldn't get a strong Wi-Fi at my house. And he said, try the library, Debbie. You'll be able to pick her up there.
Aww,
so
he was so cute.
He was the one that helped.
But I think it's important for maybe to restore that. You know, when Spirit has me say something, restore their faith, it could just be something in the signs, the symbols. His mom showing, I mean, literally, I described this house dress apron. That is not something common that Spirit ever shows me. And then specifically standing at a stove and saying, you know what? Everything that you sense and feel, know that it is us. And I do feel like that they either came to him in a dream and or if you did, Debbie, had that dream of seeing them perfectly healthy, knowing that that was the soul showing you that they are okay. The thing that I think that I... love about your experience is that how your mom is just, it's almost like the validation that everything is real that is going on around you. Your dad keeps showing me that old spice bottle. So you have to, when you smell the things that remind you of your dad, know that it is him.
That's all he used.
Oh my God. How do you connect with the watch? Do you have your dad's watch or your mom's watches, or is there something about a watch?
I had my dad's watch and I gave it to my youngest brother.
So no supporting the choice and decision. Do you know if he fixed it? because your dad showed me all like shiny and new. And it could just be something someone put a new battery in it, but I feel like that we fixed it.
Yes, I fixed it with a new battery.
Perfect. Validating the choice and decision of passing it on to your brother.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Did someone have a horse? Or who had someone have horses, or was there a farm?
My oldest brother has a horse.
Okay. I just wanted to validate that I interpreted everything correctly, but more importantly, that I love that your mom was just so like, you just needed this validation. Like everything you know in your heart, everything you know in your soul, to know that it is real, to know that we are sorry that we left the physical body when you left the room. But your dad looked at me and he said, but Teresa, we had already been gone for some time. So knowing of being not being able to maybe communicate in the end, but knowing that they knew how you were there, because I see you rubbing their hands, rubbing their feet, like their legs, and just always talking to them, playing music, and just being so attentive to both of them and thanking you. And whenever you feel, I never should have went or left that room, your dad says, Debbie, I want you to remember something made you leave the room at those moments. Know that it was us. Did you bury one of your dogs in the backyard?
I have both of my dogs buried in my yard.
Okay. And I wanted to validate that I interpreted correctly. And your parents showed me that the dogs were buried in the backyard.
Yeah, I have them there.
I mean, what a beautiful validation for you, Debbie, to have everything that you believe, know, feel, and then for both of your parents to say, look, that's not easy for me to tell someone that they weren't supposed to be there when their loved one's souls left the physical body. But your dad was very adamant in saying, we had not been ourselves. We were not physically there.
One thing, can I ask us? My sure. dad, when my dad passed, a nurse was with him. He died like mm-hmm. 4 o'clock in the morning. And she said that when my dad passed, that he had the most beautiful smile come on his face. Mm-hmm. And she had never seen that before. She said she never mm-hmm. experienced that before.
Because he saw his other loved ones coming for him.
Right. That's good.
Both peaceful passings. Well, you had a beautiful experience, Debbie. I can't thank you enough for allowing me to share my gift with you, but I love how your parents validated that they're all together, and even your pets.
That's great.
And your mother-in-law, your father, like all of the souls are all together on the other side.
That's amazing when you put the mother-in-law and my parents together, because, you know, they didn't really know each other that well, mm-hmm. but it's so wild. But the Hummels, who would know about Hummels?
Do I look like a girl who knows about Hummels, Debbie? Come on now.
That's just too cute.
Now, if you said a pair of shoes, I would say absolutely I would know about that. But that's what I love. And, you know, it also validates that even those souls didn't know each other, if they didn't know each other here in the physical world or not that well, because they're connected to us, they're connected on the other side, especially for something like this.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And I love that they were able to validate that for your husband as well.
You're so
sweet. Of course. Oh, so are you.
You're just a little earth angel.
Aw, you're too kind. You're too kind. And I appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Debbie Irvin, and I'm from New Kent, Virginia. Well, I enjoyed every minute of my experience today. It just helped heal me a little better, because she hit right on with my mom, reassuring me that the reason that I wasn't there right when she passed away was because she didn't feel like I could handle it. And the Rose came up, which was a middle name of one of my dogs, which was so exciting too, because it was good to feel to know that a pet comes up in a reading, because so many people don't think that pets go to heaven, and I think they do. In fact, I know they do now. And then to acknowledge that my parents knew that they were buried in my yard, and yes, they are. So it was just so many things that she hit on that she had no way to know this, but it came from up above, and I am so grateful to her. And my mother-in-law to come through, that was pretty cool too, because Hummels, she collects Hummels. I mean, how many people know who collects Hummels? And the spoons too, that was just wow. That blew me away. I never expected my mother-in-law to come through, but I'm glad. It was just so amazing, and I've seen her at live experiences, and I wouldn't miss it for anything. Even if you don't get a reading, you just get so fulfilled, and it's just wonderful. She's just a little earth angel, and God, or however you feel, a higher source, just knew what he was doing when he gave this gift to Teresa, and I'm so ever grateful for her for helping me, and I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And she said, peace, Lily, of all things. Yep, well, it was one, but you wouldn't know it now. It was great. All I can say is that if you've never been to a live experience, you need to go. Even if you don't get a reading, you get so much from it. And it helps you heal to see other people connect with their loved ones and things that Teresa doesn't know anything about them, but something tells her, and it's from up above, and it's wonderful. Just one day go if you can, and the podcasts are beautiful too. It's love and it's healing. And I thank her again so much. She's a wonderful person. And thank you for letting me be part of this.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.